You're listening to the Canterbury Mornings Podcast with John McDonald from Newstalk ZB.
It happens all the time in New Zealand, doesn't it? All the time. Something goes pear-shaped and people start banging on about the government need to step in and do something. Bring in the government. Where's the government? And the banging on is loud this morning in relation to the job losses confirmed yesterday by Warner Brothers Discovery and TVNZ. News Hub is closing as proposed, and TVNZ is ditching the Sunday program as proposed, as well as other bulletins and also the much-loved Fair Go program as proposed. And you might have heard News Hub's Paddy Gow talking to Mike earlier, and one of the things he was saying the government could do is stop charging the TV company's transmission fees. So an outfit called Cordia is a state-owned enterprise which the TV companies pay money to transmit their programs around the country. But as far as I can make out, that's the only tangible, realistic thing the government could do. And I don't think that's enough to warrant any government intervention. And why is that, do you reckon? Because I think it would be a band-aid and nothing more. Social media companies are in the gun too for taking content produced and created by media companies in New Zealand for free and making money out of it. Yeah, I know, it's a rort. But Australia, Canada, Europe, they've tried to sort that mess out. They've failed. And why have they failed? Because the social media giants are just that, they're giants. They don't give a damn. And they're going to keep on taking our news content and making money out of it, no matter what we say. But here's where Media and Communications Minister Melissa Lee comes into it. I mean, talk about Cinderella, weasel words, fairy dust, all of the above, when she was on with Mike this morning, saying that, well, maybe little old New Zealand could do what has never been done anywhere else in the world. Maybe, just maybe. Maybe the paper she's writing for Cabinet could turn things on their head completely when it comes to the social media companies. She was talking utter nonsense. Of course she was, because that's never going to happen. Never. And I'm pretty sure she didn't say anything about the idea of ditching the transmission fees to try and make TV news more sustainable. Maybe that's because it could be one of the things she's floating in her Cabinet paper, which she can't talk about for a couple of reasons. Well, one, it hasn't been to Cabinet yet, so of course she can't talk about it. And two, it hasn't been to Cabinet yet because Winston Peters is out of the country thumping the table at the United Nations in New York. And nothing can go to Cabinet until Winston's seen it and has had a chance to make changes or kick it for touch or whatever. Now, I'm not going to say, because of those reasons, I'm not going to say that I feel sorry for Melissa Lee for the pressure she's getting from the TV and news people, because I don't think she's done herself any favours in the way she's handled all of this. She was quick, wasn't she? Have you heard it? Heard it this morning. She was quick to trot out the empathy line when she was on, but that was probably a few weeks too late. So I'm not going to say give the minister a break, but I am going to say that we need to calm the farm a bit here. Yep, I agree. Yes, there is an uneven playing field with the way that Facebook and all those social media outfits can just come in and take content and do what they like with it without paying a thing for it, but that's nothing new. And yes, it's possible the government could do something to sort that out. Hopeful. We'll see. And yes, it is incredible to think that the likes of the Sunday program and Fair Go, let alone the whole News Hub operation, it is incredible. It's weird, in fact, to think that they're going to be history really, really soon. And yes, if you're wondering, I am gutted for those hundreds of people who are going to be out of work very soon. I mean, who wouldn't be? But this is not a national crisis. I know that some people close to the media are saying as much, but it's not. And yes, the media is critical to holding the powerful to account and all of that. I mean, you're not going to get any argument from me on all of that stuff. So a lot of yeses there. But where the no comes into it, as far as I'm concerned, is this idea that because commercial TV operations are struggling, the government needs to rush in and fix it. I mean, the government, they can do some tweaks, sure. Maybe just focus on the social media stuff. But it's not going to fix it. It's never going to fix it. And as our current government would probably tell you, if it was honest, it's the market that decides. And the market has decided that we are not a place that can sustain the amount of TV we have had up until now. But what do you reckon? Should the government be stepping in to help the likes of News Hub? I don't think they should, but what about you?
For more from Canterbury Mornings with John McDonald, listen live to Newstalk ZB Christchurch from 9 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl, you get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.